Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Remember back when everybody was really starting to ramp up the craziness about being so hacked off about the you know, traffic because of the road construction? And I think it was Peter Sfarsbein, one of the new city reps, who said that he was going to get everything together under an umbrella. You could go tweet to one place, and they would have all, yeah, whatever. Dude.
Yeah, that never really took off, did it?
No, I so got stuck. And this is the first time I've ever gotten stuck in that traffic. Because usually, you know, I look online. There's, you know, there's any number of Twitter feeds that you can look at to keep an eye on things. Nobody had anything. There was nothing. Not TxDOT, not the city, not any of the news stations, nothing. There was nothing. The last time, even the police department, the last time most of these guys had tweeted was literally 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm tootling along on I-10 West. And I get to, I don't even remember what point it was, but right before the 54 interchange, where you're stuck. Once you're past there, you're kind of stuck. You've got a ways to go before you can hit another exit. And all of a sudden, it's like a parking lot, and you can't get off the freeway because I was in the fast lane, and so I couldn't scoot over fast enough because of all the traffic pileup. So I totally got stuck. I could not get out of that lane. And so I was stuck until Cotton.
No.
Dude.
Wow.
It was bad. Like 2 miles an hour.
And what were they doing?
They were just trying to take down a road closure. But there was no mention of any of this.
Yeah, but my question is, it was part of the, what were the resurfacing?
I guess.
What was going on?
I wish I could tell you because I can't find any info.
Well, see, normally the way I've seen it is that, like, the TV stations, they'll probably write something up about the week's closures at the beginning of the week.
Right.
Or, like, on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much
and
it.
And that's it.
Unless it's going to be some kind of a major thing, like the 27-hour stuff.
Yeah.
See, but, so that's why you have to go back and look and see what they were writing about on Monday.
Right, right. And see, and here's the problem, though. We have TxDOT.
Yeah.
This is a TxDOT program.
Right.
They have a PIO.
They do.
They have more than one person working
at
their office.
They have a Facebook and a Twitter account.
Tweet.
Yeah.
Tweet.
Yeah.
We have an El Paso Police Department. I saw no fewer than 15 police cars out there.
Really?
Somebody grab a phone and jump on Twitter.
What was it, a slow night?
I guess.
That they needed that many police cars?
I have no idea.
Wow.
You know, I mean, all the news stations, y'all have the cameras.
You would think it was like some kind of a speed chase or something if there were that many cars there.
Something.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I was stuck in that traffic for over 30 minutes.
And that's been our biggest beef about this whole construction thing from the very beginning is
no
how
info.
Little information they put out there. They think if they put it out there once,
then that's
everybody
good.
Knows about it.
Yeah. But that's the reason why we have Twitter and Facebook and traffic cameras and all that other stuff.
Well, that's probably not the reason, but it's a good use
of
all those things.
Yeah. But, you know, I was like, and all I could think was, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for people that we hear about all morning long.
Right.
Because you get stuck in that traffic and you really do start getting kind of, you know.
Aggravated.
You start, like, you feel yourself.
Homicidal.
Like starting to get.
Yeah.
You start getting, like, anxiety.
Right.
You know, I'm like.
Well, especially if you got to be somewhere at a certain time.
Yeah. And especially when you do due diligence. Like, and when I wake up in the morning. I look at all the Twitter feeds.
Right.
I look
do
at
you?
All the face. I do.
Wow.
I look because I'm coming
impressive.
In from the east side.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to run into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I look at the Facebook pages. You know, girls got to pee. And I look at all the Facebook pages. I look at all the Twitter feeds. Nothing. There was nothing. So here I am.
No, there wasn't. Because when Lisa came to me and she was like, Trisha says she's stuck, blah, blah, blah. I looked and there was
nothing
on no one's page.
Nothing.
Including ours.
Well, because.
Nothing.
Yeah. And I was like, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, Hello, Mr. Peter Svarsvine. Get it together.
Oh, that stuff died a long time ago, girl. Kind of like that whole...
TxDOT, get it together.
You know, that whole program about how you could pull in and all these businesses. Remember?
That's right, yes.
Remember how we criticized the idea? We said it was just dumb. Nobody's going to pull in anywhere to
of
get out of traffic.
Not.
And we were blackballed by some people
who
were so upset.
They were really hacked off
at us. A couple even dropped advertising. Remember?
Yes.
Where's that thing now?
Nowhere.
Exactly. Same thing with Verse by that Peter guy.
Yeah.
Same thing with him. You know, he had this idea, but nothing ever became of it, and it just kind of died on the vine.
Yeah. Yep. And so thank you so much to TxDOT and to the El Paso Police Department and everybody else who's drops the ball on this kind of information routinely.
Right. Yeah.
Routinely.
Routinely is correct.
Oh.
I know. And that's why it's so frustrating.
Yeah. It's not like this is the first day that this happened.
Like even years later. But look, I think everything's cleared now. Is that correct?
It's cleared. It's open. Okay. It's open. And we'll keep an eye on things and we'll talk to Charlie in just a little bit about other traffic.
I thought it was pretty funny because Lisa is good friends with Candlelight.
Yeah.
And so she calls her to see if Candlelight knows anything about this, right? And Candlelight is like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm stuck in traffic, too, and about to miss my live shot. I looked at Lisa, and I'm like, that's the definition of ironic.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Mike and Tricia Mornings. You feel better? Because I feel like you needed to vent.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So
I do.
Better?
I feel cleansed.
Better?
I do.
Okay. All right.
Kiss FM. Previously on Mike and Tricia Mornings.
Okay, people, listen.
So yesterday we were asking people to either call in or comment and tell us about their or their family's non-traditional Thanksgiving tradition. Here are a few of my favorites that were written on our Facebook page, the Mike and Tricia Facebook page.
Are you going to use text-to-speech?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm going to read these myself.
Okay.
Annie wrote that my kids name the turkey every year. And so I asked, so what did they name it last year? Larry. Larry is what they named the turkey last year.
It's a good old-fashioned name. I like that one.
Jackie wrote that they have lunch and then they watch natural disaster movies. Always B movies.
Nice.
And then she writes, we spend the time laughing at the science and arguing what would be a better way. And then she named a couple of the B movies that they like to watch. Megafault, Ice Twisters, and Category 5 through 7.
Man, she's not kidding. Those are some B movies. Nice. I like those.
And then Ashley says that she and her family sing karaoke after they have this competitive Turkey Olympics.
I know.
And we were wondering, well, what exactly happens during your Turkey Olympics?
Yeah.
And she wrote back that they split into two teams. One team wears pilgrim hats. The other team wears Indian hats. She says because their family always forgets. Her family always forgets what team they're on.
Okay.
And then one of the games that they play, she wrote, is similar to Flip Cup, but it's popping balloons in pairs. And this is harder to do, she writes, because everyone's stomach is full from eating prior to the games. You know, popping balloons, you know, where they have, you have to put the balloon between you and the other person.
You know, that could be a problem.
It could, depending on the size of the belly.
That's right.
And what you ate and how much.
That's right.
And she did write that there is a moment or two where, you know, things pass.
Oh, no.
If you know what I mean, and I think you do. She didn't specify from which end, though, but I'm assuming both.
Oh, my.
We also do an obstacle course while carrying a frozen turkey. The rule is it's one person per team at a time that has to finish the course while using only one arm to carry the turkey. You cannot switch arms, and if you drop it, you have to start all over again.
Oh, man.
And those turkeys they're pretty heavy.
Well, they're heavy, and then they're slippery because they're frozen.
Yes.
You know? I mean, they just slip right out of your hands. Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like a lot of fun, though, doesn't it?
It does sound
sounds like
fun.
A really fun family.
Yeah.
And those are definitely non-traditional Thanksgiving Day traditions. Thank you so much for your comments, for your calls.
Kiss FM.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay, so we've got some tickets to TSO, but first, you've got 15 seconds on the clock. We need you to gobble your way through a Christmas classic, and then your name is going to get put into the Santa hat.
Okay.
Okay. All right. No singing.
And I get to choose my own.
It's the Christmas
song
of your choosing.
Okay.
That's
but
right.
No
and
singing.
You gobble
just
away to the tune of that Christmas song until you hear the buzzer. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Nice.
And she did gobble all the way.
She did.
All the way for 15 seconds worth.
Yay.
All right, Jennifer, your name's in the Santa hat. Good luck at the end of the morning.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Too cute.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hi, Karina.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so we've got 15 seconds on the clock. Gobble, do not sing, but gobble, gobble your way through the Christmas classic of your choice.
I was going to do Jingle Bells, too.
Oh, well, maybe you can do it better. Maybe you can sound like an actual turkey.
All right, well, I'll try and improvise another one.
Okay. All right, do it, girl.
All right. Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. I went to the Jingle Bell now. Gobble, gobble.
Very enthusiastic.
It was. It was, man. It was like you were gobbling your way to a fire or something, man.
You know, a scared turkey. That's the thing.
I get you. Thank you, Karina. Your name's in the Santa hat as well. Good luck at the end of the morning.
Thank you.
Turkey Kara Erke. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on Kiss. Kiss
FM. What up, turkeys?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Hi, Esther.
Hi.
Okay, so we have tickets to TSO, but first, you got to gobble a Christmas classic for us for 15 seconds so that we can put your name in the Santa hat.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so start.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Gobble, gobble to you. That was beautiful,
that
Esther.
That was lovely.
That Dang. Was beautiful. And then that gobble thing you did there at the end.
Right?
That was
genius.
That's just the top.
It was musical genius.
It really was, man. You are like the Khalid of the gobble world.
Right?
All right. Thank you, Esther. You're in the running for the pair of tickets. We appreciate you listening.
Got it, Pa. Take care.
Bye. Let's see if Melissa can do better than that. Hey, Mel.
I don't know. She was like a Celine Dion of the turkey.
Right?
Wasn't she, though?
So intimidating, man.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing this is just a random kind of thing, Melissa. You still have a shot to win those tickets.
Okay, good.
All right. So gobble your way through a Christmas classic until you hear the buzzer. Go ahead.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble,
gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, gobble, you can rhyme anything.
Yes.
All right, Melissa, give us like a real turkey gobble. End it with a real turkey gobble. No, I'm serious.
I know.
I want you to gobble like a turkey, like a real gobble.
Oh, okay.
That's Mr. Ed doing a turkey gobble.
All right, Mel. Thanks for
thanks,
calling.
Melissa.
Good luck. We appreciate you listening. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. Kiss FM.
What up, turkeys?
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Good morning, Dariela.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay, so are you ready to gobble your way through a Christmas classic, get your name put in the hat, and possibly win TSO tickets?
Yes, I'm ready, I think.
Okay. Mike's going to put 15 seconds on the clock.
You can never be ready to gobble through anything, really. I mean,
it's true.
You can prepare all you want, but...
But just give it your best shot, girl.
Okay, 15 seconds. When you hear the buzzer, you can stop. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Okay, I gotta ask.
I can't even fathom what Christmas classic that is.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Feliz
okay.
Navidad.
It sounded better in my head.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I feel you, girl. I can't tell you how many times a day I say that. Am I right, Trisha?
So true.
Absolutely. So true. It's second only to, it looked good on paper.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I get you, Daniela. Okay, before we let you go, we need you to do a turkey impression, like a real turkey gobble. Not like the word gobble, but a real turkey gobble.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Go ahead.
That was a scared turkey.
I love it.
That was a turkey at Halloween.
That was a turkey that was goosed. Okay, Daniela, your name's in the Santa hat. Thank you for calling. Hi. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
TSO tickets at the end of the morning. Who does that bring us to?
That is Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Okay, so you ready to gobble your way through a Christmas classic?
Yeah, I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
It's all we can ask after, of you.
After hearing that first one.
Wow.
I can't.
Shading Daniela.
Are you shading or are you complimenting the first one?
I'm complimenting. I'm complimenting. I don't know if I can beat that act.
Yeah, it is a tough act to follow. Go ahead and gobble your way through a Christmas classic until you hear the buzzer.
Okay, you got it.
Go.
We got the turducken, is what we got.
Definitely a turducken.
We got the turducken.
Hey, man, are you guys calling me a turkey?
No, we're calling you a uckin. I love it. Marcus, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Marcus.
You got it. You got it, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving. One last turkey Kara Erky round before we give away the TSO tickets. And before we ask for callers 9 and 10, let me hear you do a turkey. Hey? That's not bad. Although you kind of sounded like the Roadrunner.
Well, yeah, I know.
You know?
I'm just not good at those things.
Right before the Roadrunner takes off, he goes like this. Okay, let's do it. One last round of Turkey Kara Erky before we give away the TSO tickets.
Okay, JJ, it's your turn to gobble like a turkey. Favorite Christmas carol, 15 seconds, go. I'm impressed.
That was awesome.
I think I strained something doing that.
Right?
Now you're going to sound like Michael Jackson.
Oh, man.
From now on. That was very impressive,
it was.
Man. It almost sounded like you were plucking a guitar or something.
Or the mandolin.
Yeah, the mandolin. Yeah. Yes, it did.
Totally.
It did. Did you just pull one over us, JJ?
You know what, man? I don't know. I'm so nervous. I don't know.
All right, do a turkey call. A real life turkey call.
Okay, here we go.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, JJ's in the running.
That was great.
Sounded like he was going,
ooh. Yeah.
Didn't it? That was a visual, sorry. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
All right, Lisa, I got 15 seconds on the clock. You got a Christmas classic that you got to gobble your way through, so have at it.
Okay. Gobble, 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 gobble. 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 Gobble, 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 gobble.
Wow.
Nice.
Man, it's like the two best saved it for last.
I know, right? That was good.
How often do you gobble per year? Like it sounds like you do this professionally.
It's my first time.
Is it? And how were we, Lisa?
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Oh, good, good.
Lord.
You should gobble professionally.
You should.
You should go around the country and gobble at all kinds of Thanksgiving fairs.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.